Hi, Eddie. Happy Friday.
Thank you, Annie F. Downs. It is nice to speak with you. How are you?
And to you. Hey, I know it's been a while since your girls have been available for the show. Can you just give us an update on how they're doing?
Not well. Oh, no, they're doing great. Okay, so no, they're doing great. They're
Can
the
I
best.
Repeat what I heard Eve, what I heard Lucy say to you?
I think so, because here, let me set the stage a little bit. Yes. I have the studio up and running and we're ready, and I'm running out to the kitchen real quick to get a drink. Because I like to gin and tonic during the show. And then
at 7:30 in the morning on a Friday. Sure.
Just your basic.
It's 8:30 for you, so it's different.
Right. It's East Coast time. So it's all right to start. But also the microphone is picking up what's in the house. And I'm aware of that.
Sure.
So, you know, it's not on all day. So you hear the normal workings of the house. And what do you hear?
I hear you say, girls, when your mom gets home from the grocery store, will you please help her unload the car? Right. And Lucy, who is, both of your children are angelic to me. I just could not like them more.
They're me too. They're such
Lucy
nice people.
Barry, who has blessed our planet with her presence for the next 90 to 100 years. Yeah. Lucy says, oh, yeah, Dad, Mom already asked and we would be happy to do it. And I melted from the other side of the computer. I melted.
Of course. The thing is, I didn't even need to ask, but of course they're going to do it. Yeah, they're such nice people.
Yeah, of course, Dad. We're doing great. Happy to do it.
They have, I feel so lucky. They've adjusted so well to kind of our hybrid online homeschooling thing. And some kids have not. And it is just really, it is not a measure of anything other than kids' temperament and how the online schooling thing, and they have each other.
Sure.
They're not just a kid sitting at home. They've got each other to play with and go on the, that sounds fun, trampoline with and everything. they are doing great. It has been quite a semester.
And it also makes me bring up a topic that we have never discussed, but I get this question very randomly because you or I will hear the other person do something and then say, did you just get more coffee? Or did you just da-da-da? And people keep asking me, can y'all not see each other? And no, we cannot. No. We've never recorded an episode where we saw each other.
I refuse.
Have no problem.
I don't like doing audio podcasting, being able to see someone. I just did one this last week, my first one ever with Jesse.
Yeah.
I did the list with Jesse and we saw each other the whole time. I do not like it.
Tell me why. You have like an actual professional podcaster answer, but why do you not like it? Because I actually prefer it.
I don't like it because of the professional podcast answer, which is I think that everyone is hearing all of the stimulus that you and I are hearing. So we're all reacting to things. You and I could be looking at each other, webcam to webcam and having all kinds of conversation with each other that people don't see. That I think would take away from our communication. And I think that what works on a podcast, especially an audio podcast, is the fullness of communication. So I think that there is just something that is lost when we can have a huge amount of eye contact or reading each other's face or, you know, how many things would we have said like...
Right.
That's the word, nonverbals. Whereas I think that if we're all in this together, like this medium together... We are the audience. I am your audience when you're talking.
Yes.
And so I am hopefully responding the same way that the audience does in that moment. So that's why I don't love seeing it. What do you think? Do you
it's
like seeing
it? It's also why I would like to make the excuse for myself that I probably interrupt more than I mean to. Because if I was watching you talk, I would know to wait another half of a beat.
Yeah.
Versus me thinking you're da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's what yes. And so I like seeing people's faces. Particularly if I'm not close friends with them. With you, this has gotten very easy and it was always easy. But if I'm recording an episode of That Sounds Fun and it's not someone who I've seen. So for example, I just recorded this week with Karen Kingsbury, the novelist.
Yes. Yes.
And
cool.
We've met twice, but I think our interview went significantly better because we could see each other.
Interesting. Now that's what's interesting is because I have interviewed people for Activist and I don't feel like I've met them because we've done audio only, but I think it made it better, maybe made a better show. Maybe it didn't.
Yeah.
But I don't
I
feel like
I can tell a difference as a listener when someone can see each other and when they can't.
Yeah. I also think it's helpful that it's just two people because you and I have both been like when Relevant, there's five or six of us in a room. It's impossible. it was impossible to know who was going to talk when. And we just ended up devolving into just a massive conversation that somebody had to edit apart.
Yep.
When we could actually see each other, it was like, okay, well, it's just for pure not interrupting reasons. Yeah. But, you know, Bree and I mean, part of this too goes back to, you know, Bree and I dated long distance and were engaged long distance. We did 2 years of that.
Right.
And at the time, there was no FaceTime. There was no video conferencing. And our whole relationship was on the phone.
Yeah.
And I loved that. It was really hard, but I did also love it because it just forces the communication. Like, it just forces you to listen. And the only way you can hang out is to just be really present. You feel like you really get to know somebody by just hearing them.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I think, and especially for us with the repeated over and over doing this twice a week, it's gotten easier to do it without seeing each other and to stay focused. When I only have one hit with another person on a podcast where I'm only interviewing them once, or like in next year when my book comes out and I start being on the interviewee side of podcasts again, I'm like, no, I'd like to see the person so that I don't get as easily distracted, honestly.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I just love this medium. I love the audio podcast medium. I mean, even just the distance I talk on the mic changes for different shows. Like, I'm farther away from this show. I'm closer with Activist.
Really?
Because that's how close you are to the person's ear.
Like, that explains a lot, because I pretty much eat the microphone in every single experience. Yep.
But I think you sound great. So it may just be in my head, right?
Like, well, maybe what you are feeling may be what the listener is experiencing based on you going, if I'm farther away, then I'm not as much in their head. When I'm up close, I want to be really in their ears. And so maybe it makes you tell stories differently.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it does. And it may all just be me. But yeah, so we go audio only, but maybe video. But I wonder how we would do with
video. Don't need to. Fine. I'm just saying out loud that people have asked me, and now I am I keep forgetting to tell you that, and I remember today.
It's interesting though, because we've done podcasts together plenty of times in your studio.
Yes.
And we don't actually look at each other that much when we're doing it. Like, we know the other one's there, but very often you're talking and like checking notes on the phone, not like texting, but like, you know, you're like keeping up with what's the next thing, or like if there's something you got to read or list, something like that.
Yeah.
But we're still fully engaged audio wise. It's like, we're not used to like the whole thing.
Yes,
so yes, we can't see each other. We've never seen each other. I don't know what you look like. You have no idea what I look like.
If only the internet could help, but they can't.
No idea. There's
only
nothing.
Google on Instagram and see each other. What is on your list today, Eddie?
Couple things. Okay. One, so today is a double podcast day, because I have my Jesse Carey episode, the List with Jesse Carey episode, and I'm finally ready to reveal what Jess did. I already talk to you about what he and I
you told me, but I don't think you've told the audience.
Okay, so we did an SNL fantasy draft.
Yes.
Where we had to do a draft and go back and forth on and picking SNL who our dream SNL cast would be, but it was hard because it wasn't like only one person could pick Will Ferrell.
That's
and then
right.
That person's, it's just like a real draft. Uh-huh. But it is so funny to me because, you know, Jesse and I have podcasted for 100,000 hours.
Yeah.
One, it was just like a warm blanket. I know this guy's pace. He knows my jokes, but I was laughing because it was like an hour of us doing a full SNL draft. And I was like, you've got to really care about Jesse or SNL to make it through this hour. It was funny.
Yes. Which I think
I
is
loved
fine.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was great. I thought it was just, it was the most minutia, because you get kind of serious about it.
Yes.
At first it was like, ha ha ha, funny. And then finally I'm like, oh, they only got 3 picks left. And
I mean, all of his episodes are so good. I cannot wait to listen.
I love it.
I'm so looking forward to it. So it comes out today.
I got to do that today, which made me very, very happy. And I'm not going to reveal people have to listen to the show to hear the full cast of who we both got. But I would say we both have very differing and very solid casts. But I will ask you the question, because I actually thought it was a privilege to get first pick.
Okay.
But it was real hard, because you really have to say, you have to differentiate between who's your favorite SNL cast member and who really you feel like you could make a season around. So who would you pick for your number one?
Oh, wow. If I'm making, I'm doing a draft of SNL actors and I'm creating a new cast and my very first pick. I mean, how's
Lorne Michaels. You're Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, how is it not Will Ferrell?
That's right. It's
it has to be Will Ferrell. But do you know who comes in really close after that to me is Maya Rudolph.
Maya was my other number one.
Her variety of characters is fascinating to me.
Have we talked about this?
No.
I can't even tell you how weird it is that you said that. I have been talking about this nonstop about why I think Maya Rudolph is absolutely the best.
She's been such a brilliant, Kamala Harris so far.
Oh, and everything. She's the person that you needed to play like straight person, just the mom in an episode. No problem. She's not going to steal the scene. She's going to do exactly what's needed to be the straight person to get the other person who's being a goofball, all of their stuff.
Yeah.
You need someone to sing. She is a pro musician. Yes. You need like silly, gross, weird. You need after 12:30, after Weekend Update.
Yep.
She's on it and she can write. I mean, she is, I think, arguably maybe the best SNL cast member of all time, but it was really hard because you got Will Ferrell. I picked him. I did not like picking him. But I'm Lorne in this situation. I'm not me.
Yeah.
I'd rather act with Maya, but it was so if you like what just happened the last 3 minutes of the show, there's another 57 minutes of that waiting for you
with Jesse Carey, who's far smarter about it than I am.
Oh, and deep in the minutia. The amount of stuff he knows about the minutia of the world never ceases to amaze me.
It's unreal. Well done. Is it fun being back on a show with him?
I do, because I deeply love him as a person. Yeah. We have had much more time off microphone in the last 2 years than we have on a microphone.
Yeah.
And I just have always loved him so much. And then to be on a microphone and to get to express that friendship through jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like what we get to do.
Yeah.
It's just,
that's how I felt when I did my episode with him too.
What a privilege, right?
Yeah. What a privilege.
Your episode with him was good.
Thank you.
I loved how you just sat back and started to just laugh because he is, that dude talks a lot, right? He talks so much and you just laughed and laughed and enjoy it. Okay. You were going to say something.
Well, I have something on my list, but I feel like we went through my list more on Tuesday. So is there other things on your list?
There is, but I can't tell you how not substantive my list is. Mm. So here's what I want to do is be careful with the balance because I could do a straight silly half hour, but if you've got anything real,
it's
important
real,
too.
But it's not 7 minutes of serious.
Oh, okay. Well,
but it's a hot topic that I want us to
just give it to me then. Just go. I can't wait.
Okay.
Give it to us.
Here's the question. Last Friday, we talked about gas stations, sub sandwiches, best sodas, this kind of thing.
Oh yeah. We set that weekend on fire.
We did. Oh. Today, I just would like to know what's your favorite song, Eddie?
Oh, that's impossible.
I know. But you have to answer.
Yeah. Here's the problem.
I've known this was going to go just like this.
Ad nauseum, I have talked about this, especially with my brother.
Oh, you talked about it?
Oh, I've been talking about this with my brother.
Okay, Uncle Jimmy.
Since we were Uncle Jimmy, I love that you call him that. Since we were kids. Because there are songs that objectively I know I love and feel them.
Okay.
There are other songs that if I look at how many times I've played it, destroy all those other songs. So for example, I would say one of my favorite songs in the entire world is Let It Be by the Beatles.
Great song.
It just gets me. It just gets me. I have played that song for every one time I've played Let It Be, I've played Africa by Toto 10 times.
Sure. There's so many different parts to harmonize.
Right. Now,
is
Africa by Toto better?
Like us? Yeah, so good.
It is not better, but it's away from you, right? There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I mean, you got that low part, right? It's the best. It's the best. Now, what song is better? It has to be Let It Be. I don't know. Is it? Okay, tell me. So I think I have a song that I want to talk about, but I want to hear what you got. And also, I wish we could just play any song we wanted right now, because I have got a lot to talk about.
I know. Sadly, we don't have the money to play the clips of songs because that costs money.
P.S. neither does Marc Maron. So nobody really does.
Right, to be fair.
Okay.
I am with you that I don't know how to define my favorite song. I have seasonal favorite songs.
Yep.
I have favorite worship songs. I have. Okay. And so it is, when someone asks you, what is your favorite song? It feels like one of, what's your favorite color? I got it. Pink. Fine. Who cares? It's pink. Fine. Favorite school, Georgia. Fine. Easy. You know, like favorite song. I mean, is it After the Storm by Mumford and Sons? Maybe.
Is it?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it could be. Is it Fancy by Reba? Maybe.
Oh, now that's a great song.
It's a great song.
Then here's another thing that happens with songs. For a while, it would have been my favorite, and it starts, something starts to happen.
Uh-oh.
So for example, Jolene.
Yeah.
The first time I heard that song, by the 100 versions of it. Hey, hold on. I got a verbal tic. Do you hear me doing it?
No. What are you doing?
There's a pastor in Seattle named Richard Dahlstrom. And when I listen to him, and he's making a point, he goes, by the way, and also da 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 da. I hear myself doing it because I listen to his sermons.
Oh, maybe.
And I just heard myself going, and also, by the way, great song. But so I just am catching myself with this
tick. You're
noticing.
Fantastic.
But I just listened back to the show the other day and I heard myself do it like 10 times. So anyway.
We blame him.
Jolene by, of course, Dolly.
Dolly, of course.
But then the problem is this song is getting covered every 5 minutes. It's the new Hallelujah.
It where truly is.
Where I still enjoy it, but it's becoming, I'm like, I've heard it enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not wrecked, but it's falling out of that place of magic.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because of the cut night, when you really hear Dolly sing it, does it still feel that way?
It depends on the vibe I'm in. But no, hers is by far my favorite. There are so many talented people that have done it, but there's nothing like Gen 1 singing about a person they've got in their mind.
Yeah, right.
She's got a face and a name, and there's all kinds of conflicting stories, but she knows the story.
That's
and
right.
She is singing to Jolene.
Yes.
Whoever that is.
Yes.
Whether she's Jolene, I don't think that's the right one. Whether it's, you know, but you know that. Have you heard the story about Jolene that she's told?
Yeah, that it's a bank teller at her bank.
Yeah, but she wrote that song, and I Will Always Love You.
In the same day.
How is it possible?
How is it possible? How can you make that many millions of dollars
in a day?
That's right. That she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You. Someone the other day did not believe me when I was like, oh yeah, she wrote I Will Always Love You that Whitney Houston sang. And he was like, nah. And I was like, this isn't like, this is Googleable. This is not like my opinion.
Yeah. How is that an
yeah.
Like, no, that's data.
I seriously paused and I was like, what?
You may not like it, yeah. But
you may not have known it, but that doesn't make it not true.
Like it is raining outside.
Right.
There's just water falling. That's
right.
What that thing is.
Right.
Okay. But right. If you got to come down to it and you got to just, all right, because I think in the last 2 years, I have come to realize, I think I have a favorite artist that I was never expecting, but I can't get away from him. So who's your
person? Justin Bieber is yours.
No, but I do love him. I mean,
he's
very talented.
I'm a believer. My favorite band, my favorite group is Mumford & Sons.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yes. That's easy for me. Picking a song in the world feels like an impossible task. Picking a band, I'm like, yeah. And I know that based on, I know my band truth based on what am I willing to do to see them live? What happens when an album comes out? Whose records do I own? Like there's science backing my feelings for Mumford & Sons over any other band.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
And you feel them, right? Like when you hear them, you like it's more than just, I know I should like this. It's.
And you know, he sings the theme song for Ted Lasso.
I didn't.
You watched Ted Lasso, right?
I don't even, I'm trying to search my brain. I don't know if I know what that is.
Oh, Edward. It's a new Apple TV show. Apple Plus. Apple TV Plus, whatever the letters are.
Yeah. Yes.
And Ted Lasso, you are going to lose your marbles about the show.
Is it funny or serious?
It's both. It's the best of both. And then you have to tell us who your artist is. I'm just going to say real quick to you what Ted Lasso is, because I actually really want you to watch it, because we need to do an entire episode on Ted Lasso. It is Jason Sudeikis. So you're already in.
I'm
and
in.
He is an American football coach from the Midwest. And he gets hired by a Premier League soccer team to come and coach.
And the only place I've you tweeted something about this.
I did. And Jason Sudeikis liked my tweet. Brene Brown had him and the other guy who created the show on her show.
Oh, I got to watch this. Yes, I have not at all been a part of the Apple universe. That's fun.
It's very funny. I mean, I laugh out loud. There's only maybe six. Actually, I don't know that I've finished. I think there's 10 episodes. I'm not sure I finished. I think I have two more. It is perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect television, really. I think you're going to, it's funny. It's sweet. It's inspiring. It's anger inducing, all the things. You're going to love
all the things we want. Okay.
Yes. Marcus Mumford sings. So here's proof that I know my favorite band, or that my favorite band is my favorite band. Is the first time I heard it, I thought, Marcus Mumford is singing the theme song of this show. And I Googled really it. And I was right. Yeah, I really knew. Tell me who's yours.
Okay. So a couple years ago, for the first time, I heard the song Allentown by Billy Joel.
Okay.
And it kind of blew my mind. And I
don't
have probably
never heard it. Allentown, Pennsylvania, I guess it's about.
Yeah, but it's one of those classic Billy Joel songs. And my brother has started to decode songs that I like, because I have gone down a pretty intense Billy Joel. I said is a phase, and he's like, no, dude, you've been listening to Billy Joel for a decade constantly, and you keep talking about it. I just cannot get enough of his, not all of his songs, like Uptown Girl, all that, I could totally do without. But his songs,
I love Uptown Girl.
Fun, so great song. Yeah. It's a good song, but it doesn't like hit me.
Yep.
But songs like Allentown or Downeaster Alexa, he's got these story songs that are sort of these like epic songs about blue collar life and stories. And there's something with his his chord progressions. And I don't know what it is, but I cannot get enough of that guy. And so I want to say there are others, but I would say it's either him or Simon. I was raised on Simon and Garfunkel, and I still can't. I just can't get enough of them. Kind of old, but
no, I like both of those answers. I think it's just one of the most fascinating things to think about. Now, do you ever listen to Christian music, or no?
Kinda. I haven't been so much up on the recent as much as I will still hit up what was popular when I was in college. I feel like I kind of paused on that, but I kind of. Like, I unironically will go back and listen to like DC Talk and Cadence Call and Bebo Norman, and it's all like lovely, and I like listening to it. I'm not as much, although, no, you know, I still really like, I like Sarah Groves.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Her new stuff that, what was that album called? Oh, well, I'm not going to do a good job with this. So no, I guess I'm keeping up on some of it, but generally, I would say my favorite band though is Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Billy Joel is your favorite independent. Your favorite band is Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I love Tribe a lot, because 90% of what I listen to is rap R&B.
Oh, okay.
But then and then 10% is Billy Joel. So I'm just your basic dude.
Well, yep. I'm going to say if we have to pick an individual and a group individually, I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
Are you really?
I think I am. I mean, her new Folklore album is very good.
Okay.
I just think 1989. I think she lost her way a little bit sometime there after 1989 and before Folklore. I like Lover. I didn't like the one before that, not Resistance, Redemption, maybe.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
I know. See, this is how you know. This is how you know, because I know all the albums. Yeah, I think she's such a very good writer.
She is an incredibly talented artist, isn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, she's really good.
Yeah.
Well, this is very subjective, but people are going to light us up.
I want everyone, but here's the rule. Everyone has to pick a song. Eddie, if you had to pick a song, what is your a song that's your favorite?
Oh, Annie. This is a massive amount of pressure.
I know. I'm here to give it to you. pressure.
I'm going to go the best single song I have heard that still moves me deeply is America by Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. Like to me, that song is the perfect mix of lyric, melody, chord progression, feeling, storytelling. It's a single perfect thing. So I would say that. Okay. What is your favorite song?
I brought this question and I've had, it's moved on my list of things for us to talk about for weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to go After the Storm by Mumford & Sons.
I accept that answer.
Thank you. And so but it's hard. It's hard. I won't say it's not hard, but I can do hard things.
And just to make sure that our SEO is up there and we continue to be a viable show, what sandwich would you pair your favorite song with?
Okay.
and then what gas station would you eat it in front of? What football team would you be watching at the same time?
I'm listening to After the Storm in a Publix parking lot because I've just gotten the ultimate sub and I am hurrying home to watch Georgia play. But by home, I mean the house I've rented with a bunch of my friends on the beach at 30A.
Yes, there you are.
What's your answer?
I'm going to do, hold on, can I do Pittsburgh? I've never done a Pittsburgh accent. I'm going to try to do Pittsburgh. I'm going to just try it because this is just improv, right? Yeah, this is just theater.
Yeah.
Hold on, have we been recording for an hour and a half? Oh, no. Okay, good, we're good. We're good. I wasn't keeping track of the time. I'm like, are we in the middle of an 11-hour episode right now? So, Pittsburgh eating a Wawa hoagie.
Oh,
isn't that
God,
how they sound?
I Pittsburgh, think so. That's pretty good.
Wawa hoagie. Listening to Billy Joel. I can't really say Billy Joel in Pittsburgh. So, no, I would say, no, I'm not going to do this thing. You did it, but I'm not going to.
No. Yeah, you got to do it.
Okay. Pittsburgh. Okay, we'll do, for SEO purposes, Wawa.
You got to do the accent.
Billy Joel, Wawa hoagie, watching Steelers, go Big Ben, right?
Yeah.
That's all of them. So SEO made it death. Sponsors on.
It's very impressive.
Is it? Or is it terribly offensive to everyone that actually talks about it?
Terrible at accents. So the idea that you have the ability to do an accent is so impressive.
Oh, Ewans want to get down to Wawa? That's what they say. Ewans. That's what they say.
How do you know how to do accents?
I don't think I know. Sometimes.
Do you? You'd
like
have
it's joke
to.
Time. Joke time. Like Lucy and I will do them back and forth.
Of course she does. That little
She'll just sit on me sometimes and we'll just do like joke back and forth improv stuff.
Oh my gosh. What kind of accent is Lucy good at? Is she British?
That's go-to. Right. And then everything is just a variation of that.
Okay. But
the way I knew that these were like, we were on a walk the other day, it was just me, even Lucy. And I knew that I was like, okay, so we influence our children is I'm beatboxing.
Sure.
Eve is doing the clap track and Lucy is just freestyle lyrics galore with no inhibition. And we're just a little band for 20 minutes and it was awful. Right. But it was so funny. That it was like, oh, I love this.
So Lucy's clapping. She's doing the clap track. I can just see her walking down the street.
Eve is clap track.
Oh, Eve's clapping and kind of dancing. Eve is clapping.
And Lucy's finding lyrics about whatever, the dog and getting the mail and, you know, da 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 da. And it was so funny. And you're like, all right, I guess we influence our children.
Yeah.
I have a simple dream for my kids. I just want them. One of them needs to be in the Olympics and the other one needs to be on SNL. It's just a simple path for both of them.
Easy. Summer or winter?
I would take either. I don't want to be snobby. I would take either.
Okay.
I mean, I think we all know the answer is, of course, like summer would be cool, but it's not necessarily cooler. It's just, it's exciting to think of track and field or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
But then downhill skiing, I mean, that's magical.
Yeah, but I mean, the truth is, y'all would have to move, really move, for them to get into Winter Olympic sports.
Right. We don't have that option here.
No. I think it makes, unless you want to live in Lake Placid, New York, which is gorgeous, and why not?
Lovely.
If you want to stay in your region, the SEC region, as we call it, then I think Summer Olympics probably are the better thing.
Yeah, I think that's what we have the most exposure to. So we'll go summer.
People are just screaming at us about the Jamaican bobsled team. Like, yeah. I know. And, you're right.
And there's a reason we know about them. It's because
they were one in a million. What was the name of that movie?
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. Oh, that also makes me say, when you, I would like to circle long loop back from where we came from. Let me go back and be who I wish I was.
I want you to go back and just be who you are now. I like
circle
it.
Circle back. I am also finding myself listening to worship music from college.
Oh. We're the same age. So what are you listening to?
10 Shekel Shirt.
Boy, oh boy.
deep pool, right?
Oh, yeah.
10 Shekel Shirt, Delirious Cutting Edge album.
Yes, yes, yes.
Shane and Shane's Psalms album, the original one.
Oh, man.
Right? Bebo, of course, Bebo. Oh. But it's kind of those like Enter the Worship Circle.
Hold on, what's that?
It's Waterdeep and 100 Portraits together.
Oh, and yes.
And worship albums.
I can remember Cool Runnings in a moment, but it took me, you reminding me of that, to get that back.
Well, that's fine. I'm asking you to go to a very strange place in our minds. But yeah. I've really been like having conversations with the Lord about like, what's happening in me that this is the music I need right now? Like, what's going on here? There's something going on here, and I need some sort of connection with 2001. And I don't know what it is, but I can feel my need for it, and it's coming out in my desire to have the worship music from my formative college faith years as front and center.
I know what it is for me, but it doesn't mean that's what it is for you. For me, it was just a lot easier then. Not life, but faith in general. There were way less big, gigantic, paralyzing questions and a lot more just let's go to camp and let's do quiet times in small groups. Like it was just a little bit easier. And now it's, I'm going to kind of read this book and I'm going to walk down this path and I have big questions about this and why do we do that? And I wouldn't trade anything, but I liked it. It's also just a lovely nostalgia. Right. I mean, there's nothing like music or taste to just take you right back to, oh my gosh, we're all in my friend's Jeep heading to see Caveman's Call.
Right. Like, oh, Caveman's Call.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I don't know that we talked about this, but a couple of weekends ago, I got to go back to my college town and through a series of unfortunate events, I was literally in my college town for about 45 minutes. It was supposed to be a whole weekend. We talked about on Tuesday how every plan we make right now has an asterisk but COVID. And asterisk but COVID got me in Athens a couple of weekends ago too, because anyway, it doesn't matter. But it left me 45 minutes. And Eddie, it was that feeling of like, I've got to go back to my campus ministry, the Wesley Foundation, and I just need to stand there.
Right.
Like I just need to stand there and remember who God and I were there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I needed to reconnect with, and that's what it was. I said to the Lord, stand there. I wrote about this on Instagram. I was like, I miss this version of us.
Right.
Like I miss the simplicity. Now, that does not mean that our friends who are listening in college don't have hard decisions to make and that it isn't really important. My decisions then were hard. And there was a lot going on that really mattered to me. But the amount of the world that I knew was half as much as I know now.
And it was just fun. I mean, what other time in your life do you have like 50 friends around you at all times? It's just fun, but it's the same thing. I wouldn't trade it for where I am now. And I also think it'll be fun to be an old guy. It's all of it. The fullness of life is exciting. And so it is, it's not like some sort of like escapism to think back to that time for me.
Yes.
It's normal. Just, there was some sweetness there that is unique to that time and music, taste, location, friends can get you back there pretty quickly.
Right.
And so it's sweet. And even, you know, my measures of faith that were just different, and that is not the same for everyone, but in my particular story, and it sounds like in yours, some of it was just a little less complicated.
Yeah. It's just a little complicated. Beautiful.
And that was nice.
Yeah, that's right.
It's nice. I miss that.
It's not a statement about current music that's being made, because I'm listening to the men and women who are releasing albums now too, because partly because that's part of my job that we get music and we get to hear them and have them on the podcast. But
right.
But also, I enjoy some of the new music coming out. But man, there is something about the worship music that brought me up that I am feeling tethered to in a beautiful way right now.
All right, Five Iron Frenzy.
Oh, Five Iron? Yes.
Oh man. Oh. Five Iron was like my, yeah, that was a good one. I loved Five Iron.
Yes. Same, same. Well,
I saw Five Iron in the church that I ended up working in years later. And it always blew my mind every morning when I'd walk into church. I'm like, this is where I saw Five Iron. Like Five Iron still owned it. It was still cooler that Five Iron was there.
That's
right.
That's still the bigger memory will be that one concert versus the years you invested in that church.
Right. No, Five Iron was definitely the deal.
I mean, yeah, that's, well, it's very cool to be fair. It's very cool.
It is. It is.
All right, buddy. Well, hope you all have a great weekend.
Love talking with you. Yeah.
Always fun.
Go SEC football. We can agree on that.
Oh, 100%. Go football. I don't even care if you're SEC. Go football.
Just go football. Everybody go listen to Allentown. One song, Allentown by Billy Joel, and just let it wash over you. And what's your one song?
And After the Storm by Mumford & Sons.
And then when you're done, let's do our favorite shared song, which would have to be Africa by Toto.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
I think the world would agree that's the best song.
That's right. And go listen to Eddie on Jesse Carey's List It podcast. I'm sure you'll share the link when it's available, Eddie.
No big. Okay. Twitter.
Appreciate nailed you it. Will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you guys, tell us your favorite song. But your favorite song. You have to tell us your favorite song.
Yeah. And if you have a second, do like a YouTube link so that everybody can listen to it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know what I mean? Because people do like Spotify, and then some people are on Apple, and then some people who Apple are on Spotify. So either do like a good Spotify link, because we love Spotify, or a good, but try to do like a good link that everybody can listen to, so we can listen to your song.
Great. Over on Twitter, do that. And use the hashtag AE Keep Talking. We have it down in the show notes as well, but that's how we keep up with everything y'all are saying. AE Keep Talking.
Allentown will be there by the time you head over.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, Eddie, have a great weekend. I said that to you already, but I really mean it. So I want to say it again.
Okay, yeah, kind of tells, feels like you're telling me what to do, but okay, no, sure. You have a good weekend too, if you want.
Everybody, I am going to be the boss of everyone and say, you guys, go have a great weekend. Please wash your hands, stay safe, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Bye, buddies.